Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, one and all, to the Alive to Love. I'm the No BS Bishop. All lesser values than love devolve into BS. As far as I'm concerned, I believe love alone is the truth that sustains life here on this blue canoe called Earth, this space canoe called Earth. I simply believe that humanity has a destination, a destiny, and that destination and destiny is love. We're here not to defeat, conquer, cajole, recruit, demand justice. No, we are here to love. All the rest of those matters will be settled when we settle ourselves to the true north of life, and that is love. Welcome again, everybody. If you've been here before, you know the drill, and I hope it isn't getting old to you at all. It isn't for me. It's like brand new every time I pull up to the microphone and start this recording. And if you're if you've never been here before, you'll hear some things now that I hope will challenge you, will push you, and make you think a little more. As my wife says in the introduction, we're here to make you think. Yeah, I know that it hurts sometimes. That old brain just groans and moans under the pressure of having to think a different way, but it's the only way that we can move out of the stagnant nature of lovelessness. So here we go. I present every No BS Bishop Alive to Love broadcast. I start it with Love's Creed, something I wrote a decade ago as a New Year's resolution, but now it's become a creed, a credo, a map, a GPS, spiritually speaking, for me and for many others out there. And it cheers my heart when I hear people say, I've taken on Love's Creed as my own. It's really so encouraging and beautiful. And it keeps my heart, my mind alive to love. All right. I got to give you Love's Creed. So I'm going to give it to you in total. Then I'll come back and repeat it in short bursts for you so you can repeat after me like vows at a wedding altar. I want you to hear yourself say these words. I want you to be able to meditate them slowly enough by repeating them and then making sure that as you repeat them, you savor it. You put it in some point of reference as you say it that I will do this. Because saying is one thing, doing's another, right? So here it is, Love's Creed in total, from my heart to yours. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, there it is in total. Now, I want you to repeat after me. Just give it those brief moments in your mind to settle into some space inside your thoughts that this is what I long to be, okay? Here we go. Repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Well, there you have it. Love's Creed, something I encourage you to to get a copy of it. If you'd like, you can write me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's all one word, randydeanministries@gmail.com. And all lowercase, I'd be happy to send you a copy. I'm not fishing for your email address so I can build some kind of begging post for your support and money. I'm just here to serve any way I can through love. So if you want it, give me that email at randydeanministries@gmail.com. I'll be happy to send you a copy. That way you can write it on a 3x5 card or put it in your computer for future reference. Also, if you are a Facebook fan, you can go to Facebook at my personal page, Randy Dean, look it up. Or you can go to my Randy Dean Ministries Facebook page. And Love's Creed is on there. I roll it through every so often. So go to my Facebook page, look it up, and you can find it there. All right, today I want to talk to you about some historic notions of how love has been regarded throughout the ages. There's so many references here, so many quotes that I could go to, but just lately I came across a quote that it just hit me in such a powerful way that, wow, this is really genuinely, historically, beyond the B.S. Bishop contemporary setting. This goes back to not many hundreds of years, but a few hundred years, and that is to John Wesley, who said one time, he was asked about what Christian perfection is. Jesus said one time, "You are to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." Whoa! Well, there's a tall order, right? There's a mountain climb for you. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Reach for that, why don't you? Well, so John Wesley was asked, what is Christian perfection? Well, here's what he said. What is Christian perfection? The loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. This implies that no wrong temper, none contrary to love, remains in the soul, and that all the thoughts, words, and actions are governed. Now that's beautiful right there. Governed by pure love. Governed by pure love. That really does encapsulate it, doesn't it? That love is the ruler. Love is the space that I've chosen to live my life within. Going back to Love's Creed, I'm not alive for any other purposes. I'm unavailable for anything less than love. Love is the bucket list that I carry in my day-to-day routines. In my bucket, I want love. Out of my bucket, I want to give love. And those who stumble into my bucket, I want them to get splashed with love. So you hear what I'm saying. And to that end, I repeat here very often that I understand that love in its pursuit is not a sprint. We have to regard it as a marathon. We have to regard it as a day-by-day pattern of growth and a reach. The reach for love isn't going to be taken care of in one day. You're not going to get there today or tomorrow. But by today's end, I would hope that you've grown an inch or a centimeter some way, that somehow in your reach for love, you pushed beyond your ordinary boundaries, that you opened the box, as it were, and you've explored what's in there, so that you weren't just living on yesterday's dregs or understandings or disappointments. Understanding that when I have given love, that's the only way to keep love. So when I have given love, I feel like maybe I've got more to come back. But I got to tell you, when you give love, you keep it. It's the only way to keep it. You cannot keep what you do not give away. That's an example of what I'm saying here. That by each day that the governing pattern, like John Wesley said, that the pure pattern of governance of our life is love. What we reach for, what we think for. What is Christian perfection? Loving God with all. There it is. All your heart, mind, soul, and strength. that no wrong temper, nothing contrary to love remains in my soul. To understand, in fact, I would add this, to understand that when it's contrary to love and it remains in my soul, it becomes a detriment to my very quality of life, that I've got to go in there, clean out that room in my soul where love has been lacking. And so understand, I recognize that when we love people, when we reach out to love, when we speak love, when we offer love, as we close today, I'll challenge you again. Look somebody in the eyes and say, I love you. I understand that those projects of love, those extensions of love, can be quite disappointing at times. In fact, even deeply heartbreaking. And I know personally, I'm not living a charmed life where all my love has been returned perfectly. No, not by any stretch. I know that it can stink to love people, but I've chosen to love them anyway. I know that when I love people, they may walk away without the first recognition, first clue that I gave them as much love as I knew how in the moment. I know that when I love people, that there'll be others saying, well, yeah, but you got to tell them the truth. I know that there are those that watch me when I reach out to love someone that they have deemed unlovable, that somebody has deemed unlovable. And they'll ask me, either implicitly or outright ask me, have you told them the truth yet? That's bothersome to me, and it makes me squirm, because I understand that this reach of love to anybody at any time isn't going to be full and complete at any given time. Then I've got to give time. You know, I've got to let time be the process by which I measure how love is working or not working. That I've got to leave some of these questions unanswered day by day. I can't demand that when I love somebody that they instantly recognize that I'm here to correct them. No, I know the scripture people use a lot, and that is that we're, you know, speaking the truth in love, that we just got to correct people in love. Well, just saying it gives me a tremble how do I say it? It just gives me a tremble of disgust, because it's an opportunity. It's an invitation. I'm stumbling because it really does disgust me when we go there, that we act as if that one moment of saying I love you buys me 15 moments of telling you what I think is the truth. I think it's quite the opposite. I think 15 moments, maybe 15 days, 15 months, maybe even 15 years of love might buy me the opportunity to tell you one truth, so that in my speaking truth in love, it's not viewed as an aspirin in the morning so that by tomorrow morning you won't have a headache. No, 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 heavens no. I want to be that kind of love that is faithful to the end. To the end of life, if necessary, faithful to love whatever it demands of my own patience. So yes, it can stink to love people, but love them anyway. And yes, when you love, you will be betrayed. Let's take a moment here. We're coming close to the season of Lent, where we will review again the story of Christ and his passion. And at the pinnacle of that story, what lies there? What lays in the shadows of the story of Jesus' passion? Betrayal. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread. That's where the story of the Lord's table is born, in the midst of the dark night of betrayal. And if he was betrayed, in fact, Jesus said, if they've hated me, they'll hate you. If they betrayed me, they'll betray you. But if you're betrayed, what will you do? What will you do? Love anyway. Well, I understand. Loving in the face of betrayal is deeply disappointing. You feel like your heart has just dropped out of your chest and onto the floor. I've been there. And I know many of you have been there too many times. So what will we do? Will we stop love so that we then are stopping our growth, our capacity to move on in life? I hope not. I would urge you, when you're betrayed, love anyway. You know, I've been given many promises. Oh, I'll never depart. I'll never betray you, Pastor. I'll never walk away. I'm always here for you. I've got your back, Pastor. Don't you worry about those other folks. You got me. And I know people mean well. I really do. And I've probably said some of those things myself. No, not probably. I have said some of those things myself. And the temptation is to look at that with such disgust and disappointment that we just turn to the computer and hit delete on the word love. That we'll turn to the computer and we'll push the delete button for a whole paragraph of where we thought love was going to be the answer. But I want to urge you to join me and say these words. I'll be given promises by people who say they'll always love me, and even if they disappear, I will love them no matter what. No matter what. Because see, folks, now this is the aim of what I'm reaching for here about midway through the broadcast. Loving in these ways, that it stinks to love people, loving them anyway. You will be betrayed, but loving anyway. You may be given promises by people. They'll always be there. They've always got your back, but then they'll disappear. Loving them no matter what. I know this, that to love the unlovable is to live in the majesty of God. To live in the majesty of God is to live in all the aforementioned matters. To live in the majesty, the greatness, the outrageous beauty of God Himself is to experience all of these heartbreaks. Because on any given day, and for all of history past and all of the potential of history to be played out in the future, so it has been for God. So it has been that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, and yet has everyone received that gift with delight and joy? No. In fact, some have profoundly rejected it. Does God stop loving? Does God just rain down lightning bolts to judge? No. God continues to love. And out of love and the majesty of that kind of love in the face of all rejection, in the face of all betrayal, in the face of all darkness hurled at the light, God continues to love. No matter who it is, I know some of us have got categories of folks that surely God can't love them. No, how could God love that group of people? There's no way God loves them. Well, I've got some bad news for you, sweetheart. God loves us all. Every last one of us, every soul, every angry face, every raging somebody, every impertinent somebody thumbing their nose at the standards that we think are inviolable. But I got to tell you, that tells me about the majesty of love. That says something so powerful about the love of God that for me, it attracts me. How do I learn that love in the face of all temptation to hate, to push back, and to rage? Listen to me, beloved. There is a love that is out there called the galaxy times 10 trillion of the size of God's love. And the majesty of God is what we're invited to. And as I quoted to you earlier from John Wesley, this is the love of God. This is how we, quote unquote, would reach for perfection. Knowing that any given day, I'm certainly not going to be perfect, quote unquote. But on any given day, I'm certainly going to reach. I'm certainly going to stretch. I'm certainly going to give it one more go. And maybe on a given day, I have to just take a love sabbatical. I've talked to you about that here before. maybe out of the betrayals and the angry outbursts that have come my way. Maybe I'll have to take a few days, maybe a few weeks, maybe with a mentor at my side, a good friend to hold my hand. Maybe I've got to take an extended time and just put my love in a Sabbath rest. But no matter what, no matter how long the Sabbath rest may be, no matter how much time I need to just take a deep breath, then I've got to get back up and reach for the majesty of God, the perfection of faith, and that is to love as God has loved. When we live in a world today where it seems to me like everybody's got to be contrary to somebody else. If I say white, you say black. If I say up, you say down. If I say no, you say yes. We're in a time when, because of social media and other means of communication, it really appears as though we've found our voice, whatever voice that may be. We found our voice to be able to clear our throat and say, I have an opinion, and all other opinions be damned. Go away from me. My opinion is the best. Well, no. My opinion isn't. Your opinion isn't. But we are living in a time when we've elevated our own opinions to a idolatry of our thoughts. We idolize our own whims. We idolize our own feelings to the exclusion of the whims and feelings of others. Knowing that I can express my opinion with one stroke of a keypad on my computer or my phone, knowing that I can do it is not the end of life. In fact, it may be the end of the quality of life. What we are reaching for in this day and time is the beauty, the majesty, the perfection of love. Now, I'm a social media guy. If you want to know what I have said over the past 10 plus years, all you got to do is look at Facebook or what used to be called Twitter. I've got a blog post, and I'm here every week on the No BS Bishop Alive to Love. I'm going to tell you what I feel and believe. But here's what I've concluded. No matter how much I have the opportunity to express myself, that there are a billion other people out there who have equal rights to speak their own mind without my reaction of hate. I'm on this earth for love, not for hate. So while somebody else may express the opposite of what I say, well, okay. I'm going to love you anyway. And in loving you anyway, I'm going to discover the majesty of God. I would invite you to join me in that pursuit of the majesty of God, because guess what? How many billions of people have come and gone on this big blue space canoe called Earth, where they have had their opinions, they've snubbed their nose at God, they've yelled into the skies and told God what they think about God, and yet what does God do? God continues to love. I would look at it almost as a great, giant, majestic parent looking down at a little child throwing a tantrum, stomping their little foot and shaking their little fist and screaming at the top of their lungs, "This is what I think!" And a good and loving parent would look down with a grin, let them finish their little tantrum, and perhaps with some patience, reach down and pick up that tiny little toddler, hold him tight and say, "Oh, baby girl, oh, baby boy, I love you." That's the majesty of God. To rise to that occasion, that's Christian perfection. To rise to that moment of betrayal and pain is to love like God. All right, well, I've got to bring this to a close with all of that challenge in your hands. I hope you heard my heart on some level here, and I hope you hear that I'm not an anti-social media guy. In fact, I'm very active there because it gives me the opportunity to express love. And I challenge you to join me, whether it's social media or not. That's not my point. My point is, every day, rise and shine to the beauty of love. In order to do that adequately and well, you're going to have to learn how to breathe. Oh, yeah, that's it. Breathe well, because there are going to be some other pressures in your life that you're going to have to just take a deep breath. Don't react. Respond after a few good, healthy, cleansing breaths. So on the count of three, I want you to take the deepest breath you can. Hold it as comfortably as you can down into the depths of your lungs, down, as I say, in the basement of your lungs. Hold it there for a few seconds and then exhale with love for God. All right? One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And give thanks to God. God, I love you. If we can do that, that may be the brief sabbatical you need, as I mentioned earlier. A little bit of a love Sabbath. Take a break. Take a deep breath. I mean literally, take a deep breath. And rest your mind and your soul. Second exercise is, and I'm infamous for it, and that is to say to somebody somewhere, somehow, with intentionality, with slowness of your speech, say to somebody the three most holy, magical, charmed, magnificent words in the human language, I love you. I've done it so many times with somebody where the look back is a little startling, a little awkward, a little, I don't know what to do. You're looking me right in the eye. I've done that many times, but I've done it a few times where the reward is instantaneous, or maybe a little tear wells in somebody's eye. Or perhaps they just, their smile gets big and broad, ear to ear. Their eyes light up because somebody took the dare to look them square in the eye and say, I love you. You've heard me say it here before. Maybe the person you say it to hasn't heard it in days, weeks, months, and God forbid, maybe in years. What a dry and painful existence to not hear the full intentionality of I love you. What a frightening life that would be. And yet, what a simple solution could come their way with you or with me taking the dare to be as awkward as we know how to be and spit those words out. Well, no, don't spit them out. Say them slowly. With the full connection to the majesty of God. All right, y'all, I am so honored that you would give me a half an hour of your life. You bless me. You honor me. It gives me joy when I hear somebody's been here before and they've come again. You gave me two opportunities to be heard, and maybe more and more and more. So I'm genuinely honored and blessed by that. I want you to know that that is never taken for granted by me. And that's why I'm here as every week comes and goes, Saturdays at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 9:30. I love doing this. And hear me carefully, imagine seeing my eyes. I love you. Now go out there and do something beautiful, because, oh, baby, ugly is getting done to death. Time to rise and shine in the majesty of God's love. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com. And we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.